In this age of airbrushed campaign imagery and the shadow agenda of special interests who bankroll campaigns, it's almost hard to imagine a system that's not mired in money and media spin. But Neil Donald Walsh offers an earnest dream. He insists that in a country of the people, there's no earthly reason why we can't infuse politics with spirituality, with a simple authenticity.
We have to rewrite the canon, rewrite the political canon. This is a whole new gospel for politicians. Only when it's okay with you if you lose can you move into the political arena and maintain your spiritual and, for that matter, political integrity.
His idea is provocative, but it runs up against the prevailing and deeply entrenched customs of Madison Avenue elections, which have made a science of manipulated messages and negative campaigning.
In his 12 years as governor, Bill Clinton has doubled his state's debt, doubled government spending, and signed the largest tax increase in his state's history. And now Bill Clinton wants to do for America what he's done for Arkansas. America can't take that risk.
The public is increasingly irritated by the practice of taking slams at an electoral rival. But political strategists know that saturating the airwaves with negative images of an opponent can inflict decisive damage.
The polls have shown that campaigns that are run negatively are winning campaigns.
Now, what does that tell us?
It tells us that we need a new ethic in this culture, that we need to cause the mass of the people, not just our politicians, to raise their consciousness to where they declare, this is not who I am, and this is not who we are collectively, and this is not who we choose to be. What that says about our culture is that it is time for, and we desperately need, a shift in our collective decision about ourselves. So what I think we are now reawakening. I think that the American public and people in general in the world are beginning at last to lose patience with themselves. I think that we're beginning to say to ourselves, you know, I don't know what the right way is to do this thing called economics, to do this thing called politics, to do this thing called religion, to do this thing called society. I may not know the right way, but I'm very clear what the wrong way is. It is not producing the results for which the human race has collectively and individually hoped and aspired. And so clearly there's something we don't know here, the knowing of which would change everything. And our job is to find out what that is. And so I think that we need to move into a period of painful reexamination where we ask, don't ask the politicians, stop campaigning negatively, but rather ask ourselves, why do we continue to vote for politicians who campaign negatively? Why do we continue to watch programs that we complain about on television? Why do we continue to read newspapers that do nothing but put bad news on the front pages and place good news on page 107? We've lost touch with our basic and true nature as spiritual beings.